Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 56. This chapter has 14 psukim in it. This is a good parak to say for anyone who wants God to save him from the proverbial enemies in his life. This chapter corresponds to what happened to David in Shmuel Aleph parak 21. Check out the Tanakh Daily archives for further information. In this parak, David describes the anguish he experiences from all sides. He was chased like a dove, causing him first to leave Eretz Yisrael and enter into Plishti territory. Then once he was in the city of Gaas, again fled for his life. David asked God to have mercy on him from all his pursuers, despite the fact all day long his enemies are scheming on how to take him down. David proclaims his unwavering emunah and trust in God. David asked God to show his wrath, and in verse 9 requests for God to save his tears in a flask. In other words, David wanted to arouse God's compassion for his Savior. David ends the tefillah by affirming his emunah in God by giving thanks for all the good he received in his life, because God had rescued him countless times before. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 11 it says, "Be'elohim ehallel davar, ba'Adonai ehallel davar." In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise. Why does he use Hashem's names twice? It would have been enough to say, "Be'elohim ehallel davar, in God I praise," but yet it doubles back, then says, "Ba'Hashem ehallel davar." The Mefarshim bring the Medrash to Tehillim to explain, when it uses God's name of Elohim, it's reference to God's Midas Hadin, attribute of judgment. When it uses God's name of Yudke Vavke, it's reference to God's Midas Harachamim, attribute of compassion. So David was saying, whether it's coming from God's Midas Hadin or it's coming from God's Midas Harachamim, I'll praise God and sing regardless. No matter what is happening to me in my life, I will thank God. Rabbi Nachman explains in Likut Maharan, Lesson 4, based on our Pasuk, when a person can see everything that happens to him in his life is good, that is like Me'ein Olam Haba, a taste of the world to come. When a person sees Hashem's name of Elohim, judgment, and his name of Yudke Vavke, Rachamim, is one. The verse says in regards to Olam Haba, Be'yom Hahu Yashem Echad Ushmo Echad, on that ultimate day, God and his name will be one. The Gemara Masechet 50a explains, currently on the good we make a blessing, Hatovu Meitiv, God is good and does good, and on the bad we make a blessing, Baruch Dayan Emes, bless the God of truth. But in the future, on both the Tov and the Ra, good and the bad, we'll make a blessing, Hatovu Meitiv, God is good and does good. Therefore, when a person praises God for the good and the bad, no matter what happens to them in their life, this is an aspect of the world to come in this world. When we'll see God's name of Elohim and God's name as Yudke Vavke, there will be a yichud and union between God's names for all to experience. In other words, we'll enter into a new state of consciousness when we'll experience life in a whole new level. We won't split our experience of life as good and bad, thinking there are things that occur outside of God. We'll only see it as good, as one, as totally divine in its source from the inside out. God mind. When all will understand there is nothing separate from God, not even our thoughts, it will all be one. Mankind will see the true nature of their experience and see God was there the whole time and the outside world was just a strong illusion. Let us merit to praise God, whether things are perceived as good or not, to see the oneness of our daily experience of life in general. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.